when you come in here, do you have to be even in more shape in a sense because of the way Chip runs the offense?
Yeah, but I mean, as your job, that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? You come in tip-top shape, being a professional athlete, you know, that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. So, you know, I'm in pretty good shape, and I'm, like I said, I'm looking forward to it.
Jeremy, what's different about the offense as it goes for wide receivers? Who's targeted and who's...
You know, it's just, you know, I get a sense of balance. You know what I mean? So, you know, obviously we've got a lot of guys that can make plays, and I think Chip's going to put guys in a lot of different positions to be successful. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing our offense grow and continue to go out there and have these guys in different positions to make plays.
The fans are very eager to find out who the quarterback's going to be. Do you go into camp with that in the back of your mind as well, trying to figure out, not figure out per se, but think about, like, you know, who's going to be
the You can't get caught up in that, man. You know, that's the job that's going to come from the coaches. That's the decision that's going to come from the coaches. All we can do, you know, as the receivers, is go out there and to whoever's out there throwing the ball, just be accountable and go out there and make plays for them.
How much is last year on your mind, and maybe using that to kind of fuel your motivation a little bit?
Yeah, man. You know, you're going 4-12, obviously, and that's going to leave a sour taste in your mouth, you know, especially – you know, you're not used to, nobody around here is really used to losing like that, you know, so we definitely have a chip on our shoulder, and, you know, I think guys are going to remember that and use that for motivation this season.
Jeremy, that balance you just talked about, will that enable us maybe to see you used differently and your talents maximizing differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll be, you know, have a little different role than what I had last year as far as, you know, being able to move around a little bit more. You know, I think that just comes with the type of system that Chip runs, though. Right. So I'm looking forward to, you know, going out there and making plays.
How excited are you, you know, trying to rebound from last year? How excited are you to step onto the field tomorrow and get to work finally?
Very excited. You know, the closer, you know, the quicker we get through this, quicker we get our jobs done here, is the quicker we get to play games. So.
What are the emotions that come with heading into this camp in your final year of the contract? I mean, kind of feeling?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You know, like I said earlier, I'm not going to get caught up in all that. I'm excited. I'm aware of everything that happens around me, but I'm excited to go out there and prove what I'm worth.
Have you guys had any conversations about extension?
Not as a date, no.
Have you been paying attention to the contracts that other receivers are getting around the league?
I'm aware.
How optimistic are you about this team's chances?
I'm you know, always going to, ride with my team, staying, you know, have my team's back. You know, I think, I still think talent wise, I think, you know, you look, you know, up and down our roster. I don't think you find too many teams that are more explosive than we are as far as, you know, talent, but, you know, talent, you know, games aren't won just on talent, you know, so, we got to actually put it together, put our work art in and go out there and actually prove that we're as talented as most people think we are.
There's a lot of growing pains usually with a first year head coach. You kind of go in there expecting that or knowing?
No, not at all. No, we're going out there. We're going to compete. We understand that, you know, we're in a tough division, but we're going to compete. We got the guys to compete, and I think we got the right guys leading us to go out there and be able to win on Sundays.
Jeremy, there have been a lot of guys that have been in similar contract situations as you are and have chosen to kind of skip out on certain things that maybe, you know, whether it be OTAs or maybe show up late for training camp. Why was that never something that you entertained the idea
of? How many of those guys got what they wanted? So that's how I look at it.